Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now that the mental disease of Trump derangement syndrome has crossed the Rubicon and set the precedent by dragging a president into a courtroom over flimsy, politically fueled charges.
Is the indictment of your predecessor politically
The question now arises, when do other DAs across the country begin doing the same with former presidents? Crimes that are so glaringly obvious and factual, and judging from the expediency of former President Trump's rush to judgment, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama should be detained post-haste.
Nobody can dispute the fact that we need...
And I need to be going or something. And next thing you know, he pulled down his pants, his whole everything, and he was exposed. And I said, I'm not that kind of girl. And I need to be getting back to my desk.
Bill Clinton, what Donald Trump has weakly been accused of, Bill Clinton has exploited to maximum effect for years, escaping justice from allegations of sexual assault from at least a dozen women over five decades, paying off Paula Jones to the tune of $850,000. George W. Bush.
We have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within. There is little cultural overlap between violent extremists abroad and violent extremists at home.
The day before 9/11, the day before the attacks, Rumsfeld gave a press conference where he talked about trillions of dollars missing. The day, then, a plane slams into the very part of the building where they were doing the accounting.
Our financial systems are decades old. According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
Somebody told you that literally, like right before 9/11 happened, they said they couldn't track $2.3 trillion. You go, no, that didn't happen. That did not happen, but it did happen.
George W. Bush says the worst mistake he made as president was listening to CIA Director George Tenet tell him it was a slam dunk that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and so the neocons and CIA got to go into Iraq and throw out and do regime change, and we killed more Iraqis than Saddam Hussein ever did. We may have killed 1 million Iraqis, and nobody knows the number. We created ISIS. We drove 2 million refugees up into Europe. They destabilized democracy for a generation in Europe. They caused Brexit. This is the cost of the Iraq war. $8 trillion there, $16 trillion for the lockdowns, $24 trillion, nothing to show except a devastated middle class in the United States of America, and we need to put an end to that.
Barack Obama.
The more we can influence public opinion, the more you'll see politicians respond.
Not only was Obama responsible for horrific crimes against humanity, authorizing 540 drone strikes, one of them wiping out 20 civilians in Pakistan, while another targeted a wedding procession in Yemen, killing 12 and wounding 15, including the bride, the authority to arrest and hold individuals accused of terrorism without due process under the 2012 NDAA, to the modernization of the Smith-Munn Act, which legalized propaganda on American citizens by our own government, setting totalitarian precedents for the O'Biden administration and the advancement of the Bilderberg agenda. And once Biden leaves office, that is, if he doesn't steal the 2024 election, once prosecution begins to gather their charges, the enormity of full-blown, anomalous violations of U.S. law will be staggering. The power to exploit corruption has become our government's uniparty modus operandi.
Down the lane, I look, Dick Cheney strolling with documents he's been withholding.
Will Americans fall to their knees to the rampant treason occupying its birthright? Or will America stand as a republic, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? John Bound reporting.
Hi. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Tucker did a lot of things. Tucker Carlson fired at Fox today. It's a major bellwether, major indicator, major canary in the coal mine. Dan Bongino fired as well. He was against the Ukraine war from the beginning that could lead to nuclear war, and they couldn't control him. And now you have AOC and the rest of them saying take all Republicans off air. But the Republicans are talking about saying what federal law are the ones that are against nuclear war. So there's been incredible dirty tricks, incredible disinfo, incredible lies against anybody. Trump's not perfect, but he was against World War III. They got him. Now they're going after Tucker. They would have gone after me. Scott Ritter, famous case, all sorts of made-up attacks and lies. None of it was true. This is what happens when intelligence agencies come after you. Scott Ritter is a former Marine intelligence officer who served the former Soviet Union implementing arms control agreements on the staff of General Norman Schwarzkopf during the Gulf War, where he played a critical role in the hunt for Iraq's Scud missiles. From 91 to 98, Mr. Ritter served as Chief Inspector of the United Nations in Iraq, leading the search for Iraq's prescribed weapons of mass destruction. Mr. Ritter was a vocal critic of the American decision to go to war in Iraq. It was totally vindicated. Millions of dead Iraqis. His new book, Disarmament in the Time of Perestroika, Arms Control, the End of the Soviet Union, is his ninth. ScottRitterExtra.com, WarringPeace.fund. Couldn't have a better time to have him on. Obviously, the Tucker Carlson is front and center, exposing just 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, with Elon Musk, illegal spying on Twitter users. We know it's happening everywhere by the federal government. I didn't get him on today to talk about Tucker. It was all the developments in Ukraine and the escalation of nuclear war and, quite frankly, rhetoric out of Medvedev that I don't like. I understand that the West started this, is doing it, but Medvedev is like, we'll blow up England. Nuclear war is inevitable. Just the point is it's helter-skelter level insanity. But, Scott, thanks for joining us. You've been under the gun, targeted by the deep state globally as well, just like Julian Assange has. What do you make of this Tucker Carlson situation? Let's get into your latest intel you've got.
Well, I think what happened with Tucker is proof positive that the mainstream media is not about informing us, not about engendering debate, discussion, and dialogue. It's about business. And Fox News made a business decision. Tucker Carlson, is somebody who is controversial on some issues, somebody who has attracted a lot of attention for things he has said and things he has done. And nobody's perfect, but I think Tucker was tacking too close to the truth, putting out information that made the establishment quite uncomfortable. And because Fox is a business, it's not here to inform us. They made a business decision and they released Tucker, and it's America's worst for it. I'm not the biggest Tucker Carlson fan in the world. We have a history. We did repair we did mend our bridges, so to speak. And I enjoyed listening to what he had to say. I found him to be a fresh voice of reason on many issues, a voice that would otherwise be missing. And now it's gone. I certainly hope that Tucker can find a platform appropriate to the you know, to the importance of the messages that he's bringing.
Scott,
the
I think that's
people.
Perfectly said. He attacked you. I remember did said things that weren't accurate. He attacked me. He apologized to me 10 years ago, and you know, since then he really woke up. He was naive in his own words. And really didn't realize how corrupt the American empire was, or even that there was an empire. I just raise it to show that you have AOC this weekend saying we need a federal law to take Tucker and other people off the air. That is so draconian, so dangerous. And I believe it was his stance on the Ukraine war is the reason he was taken off, because he was staunchly against that and exposing that.
I agree 100%. I know that there are people who will make try to make the case that they're removing Tucker because of the Dominion legal case and all that, but that's old news. That's just an excuse. The fact is, Tucker was way out ahead of where Fox News as a corporation wanted to be on the story of Ukraine, by telling the truth, by confronting people with uncomfortable facts. And, I think it was starting to have a business impact on Fox. As I said, they're not here to help, engender a meaningful debate, dialogue, and discussion. They're there to sell ad revenue. And Tucker Carlson was, he's highly rated. I think he was the top-rated person there. But the pressure was put to bear on Fox News, and they've now silenced the voice that. And as you said, he did call up and he apologized, and we had a very good conversation. And I've been on Team Tucker since then, meaning that I really appreciate what he brings to the table.
Oh, so he did that to you too. He did, because he said he was wrong. He said he drank the Kool-Aid to me.
Tucker Carlson is a stand-up guy, and how I define a stand-up guy is someone to say, hey, I made a mistake, I recognize that, I'm contacting you, I'm acknowledging that, and I want to move on productively, and he did that. So, he's one of the few mainstream journalists to have done that.
Well, I think it's important. It's a cautionary tale, but also a good example. We don't want to be enemies of people that are wrong in the system. We want them to wake up and stop World War III and the collapse of the dollar and all the insanity. Quantify for us where we are. I mean, we've got big breaking news on the war front and how this is escalating.
I keep telling the American people, you know, there's this a bulletin of atomic scientists that put out this doomsday clock. They it's a highly publicized thing. And they talk about we're being 90 seconds from midnight. And I say, you're wrong. We are literally 0.001 milliseconds from midnight, one click of the second hand, and it's all over, because we're talking about nuclear war. And right now we have the two largest nuclear armed powers engaged in direct conflict. It's not our troops against theirs, but it's a proxy war where we're putting our money, our intelligence, our equipment in the hands of people that we're training and motivating and encouraging specifically to kill Russians. And the Russians are fighting them not as if it's Ukraine, but they're fighting them as if they're an extension of NATO. And as you said, you have Medvedev making very inflammatory statements. You have other people in the West making inflammatory statements about nuclear weapons. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This isn't a football match. This isn't where you get you're allowed some sort of artistic creativity.
So let me cut your great train of thought there. You can continue. But how big is it to have the former president of Russia and one of the guys on their National Security Council literally saying, okay, let's just have a nuclear war? I mean, that is just insane, and it barely even makes news. We have U.S. senators saying, assassinate Putin, strike Russia first. So they're just raising the temperature to what we've already done. This is madness.
I think what Medvedev's doing, I'm loath to try and the old thing where the spokesperson comes in, what the colonel meant to say, I don't want to be, what Medvedev meant to say, but I think what he's doing is he's confronting the West with the absurdity of their position. The United States is saying that we want to help Ukraine attack Russia, that we want to help Ukraine seize Russian territory, whereas Russia has a doctrine, a nuclear doctrine that says if there's an existential threat to Russia, Russia can use nuclear weapons to defend it. So what Medvedev is saying is, hey, why don't we just knock out all the middle stuff and go straight to nuclear conflict? Because that appears to be the direction you and the West want. So let's just get it over with. Let's do it. He's calling the bluff. And that's dangerous, because this is a bluff that can never be called, because the moment it is called, the moment somebody pushes that button, it's all over.
That's right. It's a game of nuclear brinksmanship. You were an American patriot sent to Russia to get deals done. You were the top UN inspector. You were trained to kill Russians. You're American through and through. describe to people the escalation threat, the escalation ladder here, and why it's so dangerous. How fast do submarines vaporize the East and West Coast? How fast, because even if we can vaporize them, it doesn't matter. It's mutually assured destruction. Try to explain to people why you say 1 second to midnight.
Right now, both sides have nuclear forces that are equipped, prepared, trained, ready to launch nuclear weapons on a moment's notice. And we live in a world where neither side can afford to absorb a first strike, because a first strike by the other side could eliminate our ability to retaliate. And so we have to be leaning forward, looking for any evidence of the other side getting ready to attack. And the idea is, if we detect a first strike being launched, we then launch our own so we can get the strike in. This means that one mistake, all we have to do is get it wrong and think that this radar hit that we have, this piece of intelligence is evidence of a first strike, then we are literally on the clock to launch a retaliation strike. And this is a daily occurrence, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't some theoretical thing that's going to take place next week, next month, next year. It's happening right now as you speak. We have people monitoring Russia. They're monitoring us, looking for...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
I mean, I guess we have a zombie. Maybe the left wants to commit suicide. I don't know.
Look, I'm somebody who has disagreed with a lot of presidents, but I'm very respectful of the office of the presidency because of the power that it has and what it represents. And I have to say that I have a history with Joe Biden, and some people might think that what I'm about to say is reflective of the fact that he and I don't get along. But that's not the case. Joe Biden is the biggest threat to the American people because he's totally inadequate to the job. This is a man who is incapable of deep, meaningful thoughts. He came into the presidency with an attitude, and his mind is no longer able to control this attitude. And this attitude is out of control. It's an attitude of confrontation, an attitude that is about, you know, dominating the Russians, and it's an attitude that's no longer linked to a brain able to say, hey, enough is enough. I've made my point. Let's back off and find a peaceful way out of this. We are literally on, you know, full automatic autopilot towards a nuclear Armageddon, and we have to find a way to get Joe Biden off this track.
And let's go further on that key point. Explain to them how this works at the National Security Council and the nuclear football. I know there's been many times they brought the football to the president and said, you may have to launch. And it was JFK and other presidents, Ronald Reagan, and said, no, let's wait. What if they bring the football to him? Explain that to people.
Look, when the football comes up, when a decision's made, now hopefully this president will be on the phone with critical advisors, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense. Hopefully he'll be communicating. But again, that requires a cognitive ability. That it requires the ability to articulate information.
And that's why presidents get woke up all the time. Sir, we have a radar signal out of southern Russia. It may be a nuke. 2 a.m. He's got to get on the phone. Imagine they wake him up. He'll just say, launch it. I mean,
well, this is the point, is that Joe Biden, I believe his cognitive ability is diminished to the point where he will go back to his default position. As I said, his default position is a very aggressive stance, and he no longer has the ability to modulate that, to regulate that. So if you wake Joe Biden up at 3 a.m. and say, hey, boss, right now we have 7 minutes to make a decision to hit the button, or if you don't, weapons can hit us first strike and we lose. He's not going to be able to say, hey, time out. Let me call this guy. Hey, what do we got on the radar? Is this really the deal? What's going on here? No, let's hold off. What other presidents have done to prevent nuclear Armageddon? I think Joe Biden would basically say, launch. And then it's all over.
Well, for those who don't know, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, Lemitzer and LeMay, before he fired him, came to Kennedy and said, let's launch. That's what Dr. Strangelove, the movie's about. And he said no. But imagine, do we have Curtis LeMays and L.L. Lemitzers in the government now?
We do, actually. We should have people that can contain them. I mean, look, here's the reality of nuclear weapons. If you're going to have hard men and women who are willing to use them. Or otherwise, this is just stupidity, and that's why I personally believe nuclear weapons are stupidity. You can't have the weapons unless you have men and women. Deterrence means nothing unless you have people that are prepared to use them when ordered to use them. That's why when I said when ordered, we can never allow them to be in the decision-making cycle. They're the ones that are simply going to obey the order. We have to have effective civilian leadership above that that modulates emotion, that provides the check and balance. And that's the commander in chief. That's why voting for a president is the most important thing. It's not about the economy, stupid. I know a lot of people vote the pocketbook. It's about whether or not there's going to be an American power, whether there's going to be a world power. We need a president who is capable of preventing nuclear war, not ordering nuclear war.
Wow. And you talk about almost every day there's a case where they get a signature that they think's a launch, whether it's in China or be in Pakistan, India, anywhere, and all the time. That's why presidents get so old so quick, is they're getting woken up. They're all the time, like they're constantly having to step aside and check and make a decision. talk about that scenario where you're saying almost every day they're having to think something might be a first strike.
Well, imagine now you're an American and you're in the national security establishment, and you just heard the former Russian president say, let's do nuclear war. Let's do it. So now immediately you're going to send a signal out saying, okay, what's the status of all the Russian nuclear weapons? Let's bring our monitoring status the highest level possible. I need you now to report everything you see. That means now we call up our own people and say, hey, we now are on alert. There's a potential of a Russian attack. You need to be prepared to act. So everybody now is high strung. And one mistake is made, one miscalculation, a photograph is taken that people misinterpret, a missile's launched that's supposed to have been a test but wasn't declared as a test, so we don't know what its status is. A flock of birds sends radar going crazy. A submarine fails to announce its location. All of these things get reported in, but now we've raised it to a level where everything has to be treated as a potential nuclear attack. And that's the thing. So one of these things can happen. The president, now will be informed we have an emergency. Then the advisors are going to come in and start articulating, how do you respond, et cetera. Let's say the football comes in. Normally, you'll have about 20 to 30 minutes once the football is put in front of you to keep making these phone calls. But if you have a president whose brain is not engaged, who's not clicked in, either decisions are going to start to be made for him by people that we don't want making these decisions, or this person, this individual, isn't going to be asking the right questions, is just going to jump to a conclusion that is probably wrong. We've been around a long time. When was the last time someone launched a surprise nuclear attack against the United States? And the answer is never. And why? Because it's suicide. It's stupid. So I want a president that is leaning towards this is misinformation. This is a bad piece of intelligence. This isn't right. I'm going to give them time to prove this wrong. I want that kind of leader, not a leader who, because of a lack of cognizant ability, is going to say, I am assuming that this is correct, therefore I am going to launch.
Let's talk more about that. Nolan Schroeder is riding shotgun. He's got some comments and questions with Scott Ritter here. But everything you're saying is mainline U.S. doctrine. For listeners tuning in, this guy is an expert in nuclear weapons, expert in weapons inspection, former UN inspector, one of the former top guys in the Soviet Union negotiating major treaties with him. So you're hearing the gospel on this. And he's telling you we are 1 second or even a millisecond from midnight. And for people that don't know, I don't want to kill the Russians. I don't want to die either. But I'll be honest with you. If the Russians nuked us first, I don't even want to nuke them. And I'm not saying they should nuke us. It just blows up more of their reactors, and then that's more fallout. Everybody loses. That's why it's called mutually assured destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, there's 460 nuclear reactors, big ones, hundreds of other little ones. They'll all break down. They'll all be more radioactive than the nuke. We're all dead if this happens. Someone explain. Even if Russia hit us with 1,000 nukes, they're all going to be dead from the radiation and the societal collapse, too. So there's no, that's what people don't get. You nuke Russia, all their plants blow up, we die. They nuke us, they die. They die in a couple months, but that's why you're saying it's idiocy. And it's why I used to be like, no, listen to the left, they want to get rid of nukes, they'll just secretly keep nukes. No, we got to have a moratorium on biological weapons, we got to have a moratorium on nukes, we got to get rid of them, folks. And real inspectors, get rid of these. Get rid of them. They have to go. You can see how society's breaking down, how IQs are lowering. You cannot have this stuff laying around. We're gonna blow ourselves up. It's that simple. Scott Ritter, stay right there. I want to talk about those scenarios with you and what mutually assured destruction is. But and I would tell the Russians, if we're crazy enough to nuke them, please don't fire back. Because it's just, we all die anyway. Because my kids die in 3 months, yours die right away. And the Russians will kind of be lucky. We'll be right back. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fortune tanto vulnera, si latibus obsedis. Fortune amici vulnera, sutra impreteris.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear. I made the point that if Russia nuked us, we shouldn't respond back. If we nuke Russia, they shouldn't respond back. And Scott Ritter is a former nuke inspector. He agreed with me. We'll talk to him in a moment. We're reconnecting right now on Skype. The Skype was cutting out during the break. If we hit them with 500 average nukes, the nuclear winter, the fallout, their reactors melting down would kill us. It might take 6 months, a year, but it's like they're the lucky ones dying right away. And he was agreeing during the break. I want him as an expert to explain that. But there's no winning. It's why it's called mutually assured destruction. But I think Rod Serling back in the 60s of the Twilight Zone with Planet of the Apes really boiled it down best. Here it is. Radio listeners, Charlton Heston, if you remember, this is on another planet. At the end of the movie, he finds the nuked Statue of Liberty and figures out, no, I'm back home.
God. I'm home. All the time. We finally, really did it. You maniac! You blew it up! God damn you! God damn you all to hell!
I like the little touch of the Statue of Liberty crown. It's melted. Because that's where we are, folks. Look, mainline analysts all agree we're the closest nuclear war ever. As Scott Ritter just said, and I want you to jump on any questions you've got. You've been really polite while I've been babbling. But, Scott, you're not exaggerating. In fact, if anything, I don't know how you underestimate, but this is madness. I made the point during the break. I asked you if you thought I was right. You get a great example and agree, but added some gravitas to it that I don't have. When I say everybody's a loser, whether the Russians nuke us, we nuke them, even if we don't respond back, the reactors blow up that are even worse than the bombs, you said dead right. Explain that as an expert.
Well, I mean, it's not just nuclear reactors. It's all of society. When we started with when we began to plan nuclear warfare, the American nuclear planners back in the 60s determined that we could destroy all of the targets we wanted to destroy with 400 nuclear weapons. Right now we have 1,550. And it's overkill, but that's what we do for a living in nuclear war. And they have a similar amount of weapons. So, you know, we're talking about injecting radioactive material into the atmosphere. We're talking about injecting particles in the atmosphere, blocking sunlight, nuclear winter. But society will break down. Electric producing stations will shut down. And then nuclear power plants aren't going to be able to contain the fissile material that's there. They're going to melt down, and we're just going to have continued nuclear disasters. Remember, one Chernobyl, when if Chernobyl had gone critical like people talked about, it just that single nuclear power plant would have taken out half of Europe, half of Russia, and much of the world. There are hundreds of nuclear power plants around the world. These will all go critical, all melt down, so we'll get in addition
to 457 big ones. We know a lot of secret ones.
Yeah, and they'll all go. I mean, the bottom line is, if we're lucky, people can scram them, shut them down, et cetera. But if there's a nuclear war, you don't have that opportunity, and you lose power, you lose water, and the thing just it's going to go critical. So you're 100% right, Alex. It's going to be society shutting down, and all the critical infrastructure that requires maintenance, electricity, et cetera, won't be maintained. In the case of nuclear weapons, it means that
look at the two-year lockdown almost crippled us. This would be 10,000 times worse. No spare parts, no nothing.
Absolutely. Look, imagine if you would. I mean, just as American people, what would happen today if all of your grocery stores ceased to exist? All your grocery stores are gone. All your gas stations are gone. You're out in the suburbia in your home, and you've got the gas you got in your car. You got the food in your refrigerator, except that you lost electrical power. So unless you have a generator, that food's going to go bad. No matter what, in a week you're going to be.
And even if you've got stockpiles of stuff like my family does, the hordes of people looking for food are going to be beyond deadly.
If you can't imagine the desperation you would feel fighting for survival. Imagine what happens when you not have one, two, three, four, but tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people desperate to survive, and it becomes a kill or be killed world. That's the reality. Civilization will be swept aside in a post-nuclear world for anybody who survived.
And you mentioned 1960s estimates. That's why they decided not to do it. There were plans to hit Russia first or China. They estimated that the aftermath of societal breakdown could not be dealt with. The power structure would lose power. So why is our power structure doing something so dangerous?
Because they're fools. These are power hungry people who recognize that their niche issue to stay in power is the money that gets sent into the nuclear establishment, the nuclear weapons establishment, defense industries, senators who are senators of state, defense industries, congressmen and congresswomen who have defense industries in their respective districts. They stay in power by keeping these defense industries up and running. In order to justify that expenditure, you have to keep the world at a certain level of heightened tension so you can justify the taxpayer while we're spending money. So they're sitting there playing a very dangerous game. They're tuning the world to confrontation. They're raising the pain threshold because we have to continue to build the defense budget. We can't just sit here and say status quo because people get bored and we want to reduce. We have to keep raising the level of tension.
It's now $1 trillion a year.
It's insane. $1 trillion. Imagine what we could do with $1 trillion a year. And we're still, by the way, not winning. I mean, we spend $1 trillion a year, and yet we can't win, which tells you that there's a lot of waste, fraud, abuse, corruption in this system, and we need to bring it under control or else there won't be a future
for
us.
So let me ask you this, Scott Ritter, of ScottRitterExtra.com. Scott, how do we stop this?
Well, the first thing we have to do is get better people to represent us in elected office, especially at the highest levels. And we're talking the President of the United States. That's 2024, if we can survive until 2024, if something doesn't happen between now and then, we need to get a different president in play. And I'm not going to sit here and
tell you. I like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's just as anti-war as Trump without the baggage.
I'm a big fan of RFK Jr. I'd love to see him to make it to the top, but we have to help him. And one of the ways we have to help him is understand this. You and I are having this conversation about nuclear weapons, and it's an important conversation. But it's going to be diluted in many audiences because of what I call Russophobia. Not what I call Russophobia. What is Russophobia? It's irrational fear of Russia, where people say, yes, but you have Medvedev saying this, you have Putin doing this, and we say things. We have to come up with a cure for Russophobia. We need to re-educate ourselves so that we're not irrationally afraid of Russia, and therefore we understand there isn't a need for this continued escalation of nuclear capacity.
Don't we stand right here? I'm going to skip this break because it's so important. Nuclear war is important, paramount. I'm not defending the Russians or being an apologist. I don't like the rhetoric. They should dial it back. But they have hardliners that are way more aggressive than Medvedev and Putin. I know you're an expert on that. Am I wrong that if we think Putin's bad, they have no idea that Putin is in more in danger of his hardliners than he is from the West?
Vladimir Putin is the best thing in Russia today, and the West better recognize that. He's a rational player. He wants a peaceful resolution to this. He can be dealt with effectively if we're willing to talk to him. But you're 100% right. If we think Russia will be easier to get along with in a post-Putin environment, you're wrong. And so we need to work with Russia as it exists today, with the leadership it has today. In order to do that, we have to educate ourselves about the reality of Russia, about, you know, the fact that they don't wake up every morning wanting to kill us, just like we don't wake. Most Americans don't wake up, and the first thought in their head is, wow, I hope we find a way to do
Russia. Until all this started, Russians love Americans until the last few years. They
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Into genital mutilation, we try to stop it, and we realize, wait a second, okay, trying to stop it isn't working, so I'll just say what they're saying. Hey, let's chop off our kids' balls. Hey, let's genitally mutilate our children. That'll be great. And then people are like, wait a second, what are you talking about? That's not real. You're not actually doing that. No, that's actually going on right here. I feel like Russia's kind of doing the same thing. It's like, okay, you want nuclear war? Let's have nuclear war. Huh? Nuclear war. We all die. Yay. And so maybe then it's like, oh, wow, oh, yeah. Nuclear war, bad. That's right. We shouldn't chop off boys and girls' reproductive systems. Yeah, we shouldn't have nuclear war. It's like this weird reverse psychology that you have to engage in now just to get people to listen to you so you can feel free to comment or that. But I really want to get your opinion on the Intel leak from a couple weeks ago because the dust has kind of settled on this, but it's gone away. Do you think that young man got set up? Do you think he didn't even know what he was doing? And will the Biden administration use that intel leak as an off-ramp to this war that they've fully committed to but done nothing but lost? What's their off-ramp? They don't have one. Do you think maybe that'll kind of be...
Yeah, what's the point to all this?
Well, you know, we don't know yet. I mean, the problem is, you know, we don't have all of the information that's available. Therefore, we start to speculate. You know, on the one hand, we know from the case of Bradley Manning that it is possible for a 21-year-old junior enlisted person with access to classified information to send that information out to people who aren't authorized to have it. In that case, it was WikiLeaks. So in theory, it's possible that this 21-year-old airman out of Massachusetts gained access to information and published it through his gamer network, et cetera. That's possible. But the fact that he did it for as long as he did it without being caught either says that the system has totally broken down or that somebody was allowing this to happen. And so we need to know more information before we can make that that determination. And one thing we know about the government is they are not in the business of keeping the American people informed. They like to keep us ignorant. They like to be in charge of the narrative and it the way they want. And right now we have a situation where the Biden administration is desperate for an off-ramp. And whether they intended these leaks to provide an off-ramp or not, the fact of the matter is it's been exposed that the Biden administration has been lying to Congress and the American people about the capabilities of the Ukrainian
military. Well, yeah,
military.
I was about to say, I think it's what Ray McGovern said. Some of the analysts say, no, this was a leak to put disinfo out. But Ray McGovern was saying, he's a very respected former CIA presidential advisor, as you know. You're good friends with him. He's been on the show many times, is that the intel community used this leak and manipulated this guy to try to stop the war. And kind of like the Pentagon Papers with Daniel Ellsberg. I mean, is that what you're getting at?
Well, that is a possibility. I think it's too early to say conclusively, but I'll tell you what, that's the possibility I like. That's the one that says that there are people of moral character who understand that we're heading down the wrong path. And it's not just about a path of Ukraine and the tragedy that's happening to Ukraine, but it's the path of what we're talking about. This war, and I hope everybody listening understands this, this war is leading us on a trajectory of inevitable nuclear conflict if we are able to successfully empower the Ukrainians to do the things that Zelensky says he wants to do. There is only one outcome. It's not Russian defeat. It's the end of the world as we know it.
The Russians only double down. So let me ask you this. The analysis of NATO escalating this, but even the NATO documents admit they're losing, even though they have more high-tech weapons, the Russians are on that border. They've got a bigger force. They're winning, clearly, though it's at big cost to Russians. How do you see this unfolding if the West doesn't give up? Because they're calling it a long war, hoping it doesn't go nuclear. From your intel, how is the war going?
This isn't going to be a long war. This war is going to end sooner than the people in the West are talking about. I mean, Zelensky hinted at this when he said, if I don't get M1 Abrams tanks by August, it's over. And over means it's over. The war's done. The Russians have already taken control of the battlefield. They've suppressed the weaponry that we have provided the Ukrainians. They brought in new capabilities of their own. They're able to deliver, 1,000-pound bombs with precision accuracy without any potential of intervention by the Ukrainians. They're slaughtering the Ukrainian troops. They're slaughtering the equipment. The Ukrainians are running out of air defense. They're running out of artillery ammunition. They're running out of men. They're running out of equipment.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm going to let you talk. But just like Stalingrad, where half the war with Germany and Russia was there, militaries pick a point to have their big battles, and so it looks like these few cities, people are like, oh, the Russians aren't taking over. Well, they only want that region. Those are the battle zones. So am I correct to say that those are where they pour the troops in? That's where the battles are decided, and the Russians are winning those key battles?
Look, the Russian goal and objective here was not to conquer Ukraine. Russia said we're here to destroy the Ukrainian military, and that's exactly what they're doing. So the Battle of Bakhmut, which is raging right now, is a battle where the Ukrainians have lost 30, 40, 50,000 dead men just in that battle alone. Why would Russia seek to change this algorithm? They have a system right now in place where the Ukrainians are throwing manpower and equipment into a meat
grinder.
So they
bring, I was about to say meat grinder.
Them.
And they put the Russians put prisoners up to draw them in and just kill them.
Well, that's what the Russians were doing. I don't know if they're still doing that, but the fact of the matter is the Russians have a methodology in place today in Bakhmut that is achieving a 7-to-1, 10-to-1 kill ratio. That is, for every one Russian that dies, they're killing 7 to 10 Ukrainians. That's an unsustainable kill ratio for Ukraine. You can't even think about winning a battle with that kind of kill ratio.
And they're now admitting, they were saying the Ukrainians are winning, they're now admitting the Ukrainians are being fed into a meat grinder.
This war will be over by the end of summer, early August, or early fall. There's no way Ukraine can sustain this level.
So why would the CIA do this? Because I'm not even a military guy, but if the Russians choose cities to fight, I would attack other sites. Why are the Ukrainians and the CIA pouring in to fight the Russians where they want to?
Well, I actually believe the CIA is trying to convince Ukrainians not to do this, that this is a political battle. Zelensky has been waging a war of perception, not reality. And the perception that he has to create is that the Ukrainians are capable of winning. Therefore, he can, get other nations to continue providing him the support necessary to sustain this conflict. He can't be seen as losing a battle like Bakhmut especially after putting 40,000-50,000 troops in the ground because of this. So Zelensky has said, I simply can't lose this fight. I'm doubling down. This is like, somebody at the roulette table deciding that the number 7 is the number.
Well, that's just like the Nazis and the Russians chose Stalingrad. So would you agree Bakhmut's kind of Stalingrad?
I think Bakhmut is the Stalingrad of this war, or the Kursk. It's a decisive battle of this war. This is the battle that defines this war, and I think we know what the answer is. Russia's winning this battle. Russia's going to win this war.
See, I'm not a rocket scientist, but it seems to me I would not fight where the Russians wanted to fight. I don't understand this.
The problem is that there's no good place to fight the Russians right now. The Ukrainians had their chance back in September when they picked a part of the battlefield where Russians were ill-prepared and poorly equipped, but Russia mobilized 300,000 reservists, over 100+ thousand volunteers. They now have triple layer of defense across the zone of contact. They have artillery. They have aircraft. There's no good place for the Ukrainians to attack. So I believe what the Ukrainians were saying is that the Russians are committed to offensive operations in Bakhmut, that's their best chance because Ukraine can't attack Russia right now. Russia will slaughter them if they attack anywhere else. Their best chance was to take advantage of Russia's willingness to attack and hope that they could kill.
And so Zelensky just put out the pipe dream, as the CIA admitted, to attack Crimea, which was just to sound powerful.
100%. He can't attack Crimea. He can't attack anywhere right now. He doesn't have the military ability to do this.
Will Zelensky try a false flag like firing missiles into Poland again?
I don't think about Poland. What I'm concerned about is Zelensky firing missiles into Russia, trying to fly drones into Moscow during Victory Day.
No, that's what I meant. He already tried the Poland false flag, so what's the next one?
The next one is escalation. He is going to try and get the Russians to overreact in hopes that by Russia overreacting, NATO will then make the decision to intervene. And so here we are once again, creating a scenario where we are prisoners to decisions made by Vladimir Putin. This is not the way you do foreign policy. You never allow your goals and objectives to be defined by the actions of the other party. You have to be the one in control. And right now, the United States, and again, every American should understand this. Our future is in the hands of a Ukrainian madman named Zelensky. We've allowed him to dictate the tone, the pace, the consequences of this war. This should never be allowed to happen. We should be in control of it, not him.
All right, Scott, come back again soon. Thanks for the time. What's your latest book?
Latest book is Disarming the Time of Perestroika, and you can purchase it on ScoutRaiderExtra.com. I'm also in the process of making a documentary film, Waging Peace, and if anybody wants to help contribute to that, it's WagingPeace.fund, and I would certainly appreciate any help anybody could provide.
Great job, WagingPeace.fund. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
A few comments from Owen Schroyer and more. I got a lot to cover.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.